Psalm 128, and it's titled here, Blessings of the Blessings of Those Who Fear the Lord. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears Jehovah. Jehovah bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. This psalm, of course, seems very simple, and like there's probably not a whole lot to say about it. Like any of the psalms, though, if you break it down and look at what's behind it, what's behind the idioms, the pictures that are used, there's a lot here, a lot more than you would think. It begins with, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and who walks in His ways. There's a common thought in modern Christianity that there's no reason to fear God anymore once you're saved, or really to fear Him at all, because God is love. But He is also a God who judges and even disciplines His people in time and on earth. There is reason, children, to fear God, much the same way you would fear your parents, not being afraid of them, hopefully, as they walk past if you've done nothing wrong. But for those who fear the Lord to the point of obeying, knowing that He loves us, but unpleasantness will ensue if we do not walk in His ways. There are many blessings for the one who fears Jehovah. This isn't a blessing of salvation. That's already come. We already love Him because He first loved us, after all, right? What we have here is the blessings of God giving to us the things that we need, that we want, and taking care of His children. Verse 2, when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Now, our labor does not produce fruits in and of itself. We tend to think sometimes, or at least live as though it does. We plant the plant, we weed the garden, and we say, look what we have wrought. But the truth, as the Bible tells us, is it's God who gives us the fruit of the ground, the fruit of our labor. And this is one of the blessings that He gives His children. You shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. The book of Proverbs talks in many places about, well, Psalms 2, eating the bread of sorrow, of different ways of eating. You've got food, but it's not enjoyable. It's not fun. It's not happy. One of the Proverbs speaks of being under the roof with a bad wife is another image it has. But here we'll eat the labor of our hands and be happy, and it shall be well with us. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around the table. And here we see, as in last week's psalm, the blessing of children, of inheritance, in the sense of our line and our heart and our teachings going down through the generations. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears Jehovah. And then the blessing, may the Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. The image, the thought, the picture here again is we're not just individuals, we're not even just families. Seeing the children is great in the family, but here the picture pulls out to see the church and the nation of God's people. May you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. And we see this down through the generations in the church as well, as the church continues. Peace be upon Israel. Now, one of the things, not a little afterthought, but to sum this whole thing up in this psalm, we see the blessings that God gives His people when they walk in His ways, when they obey Him, when they're not being disciplined. But you see the particular examples that are given are reversals of the curse after the fall of mankind. They're particularly going against or redeeming the parts of life that were particularly damaged by the curse, the thistles and the weeds and the hardship of getting the food out of the ground. Here we'll be happy eating the labor of our hands, going back to the way man was supposed to be. Women were cursed with the pain in labor and the difficulty of children. But here the children are a blessing. The children, having them, the generations, are a happy thing, not a hardship. The idea, of course, is that the curses that God has imposed upon man in the church aren't strictly curses. They're used against us at times as discipline, but they are to be rolled back as the gospel goes and as the heart of man builds up, you know, as we become sanctified in our lives, as the church grows, as the nations become Christian. We can see these things rolled back. And this idea is found throughout Scripture. The curse is being lifted as grace becomes more prevalent across the land. This, of course, just as a quick shot, goes against the teachings of what we would call the Kenists, saying that different races must remain separate because God did that as a discipline or as a curse on mankind. As the rest, these are to be rolled back as well, so that the families of man become one family under God, under Jehovah. We'll sing this psalm now, and it's going to be singing part A, or version A. It's all the whole psalm. And see this again as the blessings of God taking back all the things in our lives that hurt, all the things that Adam and Eve lost through their, well, I almost said foolishness, but it wasn't, was it? Through their sin. And see our lives being sanctified in it. Psalm 128,